The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
We've got Jay for Blown Off today. Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great.
You're doing great. You doing? Oh, except that you're getting blown off, hopefully.
Well, I mean, other than that, yeah, but, I'm hopeful. I think that we'll get it all sorted out.
Have you ever heard the show?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Never mind. No, you got to be confident. What's going on? Who's blowing you off, Jay?
Well, this lovely girl named Christine and I, we recently went on a date. I took her out to like my favorite restaurant. We went downtown. We were right by the window, right by the front. It was a great time. We were laughing. We're having great conversation. We decide to, let's wrap it up. Let's go.
Right.
We decide to go to a club. And so we go to this club. It seems like we have a great, great time. And then the night ends. I take her home. And there's no kiss of any sort. But, that's okay. But it ends fine. And then, I give her a ring the next day. And
you gave her a ring?
Well, I figure, might as well, girls like that to be, like, a little forward, not...
Oh, you mean you called her?
I did.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Yes, I called her.
And what did she say when you talked to her?
She didn't answer the first time, and so I sent her a text saying I had a great time last night, I would love to see you again, maybe this time we can, do something a little more fun, maybe like bowling or, have a little fun. And so I didn't get a response. And I'm just kind of, maybe I did something weird. So I, I shoot another text. Hey, is something going on? I'm not getting any responses back.
Right.
And there was still nothing. So I give her one last call. I get a voicemail. Leave a voicemail saying, I don't understand. I'm just trying to, maybe I'm being a little forward, but I had a great time with you last night.
Right.
I don't.
So she's basically ignored all the voicemails, all the texts, all the phone calls.
Right.
And you're not really sure why. Like, did anything happen on the date that, like, stands out in your mind?
No, absolutely not. Nothing that would seemingly put me in this position.
Okay. She's ignored every single communication form that he's tried to get in touch with her with.
Mail, text.
Yeah. Carrier pigeon. We're going to call her now. Are you ready, Jay?
Yeah.
Hopefully she answers for us, but when people see WAPE on their call screen, they usually do.
Hello?
Christine.
Yes, this is Christine.
Hi, Christine. Good morning. It's Mark Kay and Justin from 95.1 WAPE.
Hi.
Hi, from the radio?
That's the one. 95.1 WAPE, the radio. Yeah, hi.
Hi.
What's going
on? This
can't
be good.
What did you say? Did you say this isn't good?
Well, yeah, I guess it could be good. I guess I could have, won something or something, but... Why else does a radio show call you? Because it's a prank or something.
Oh, wow. You are definitely.
She's on it.
Thanks for listening. We've wanted to talk to you for just a second about a guy you went out with named Jay. Do you remember Jay?
Oh, yeah, I remember Jay. Is he there?
At the radio station?
On the phone. I feel like I've totally heard this type of thing before. So he's on the phone, right?
Oh. Yeah. I mean, I guess technically, yes, he's on the phone with us. Jay?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. this is all hashtag awkward. Listen, Christine, Jay called us because he went out with you and had a great time, but now he feels like you don't want to go out with him again. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, great. I mean, bad.
Why?
Can you tell us why? We're kind of curious.
Okay, this is super awkward, but he wasn't a jerk or anything like that.
Right.
But he did. Jay, you totally use a handicap sticker thing in your car and park in a handicap spot, and you're not handicapped, and that's weird and rude.
Really? That's the reason?
Yes.
I mean, did you do that?
Well, my sister and I share a car, and she is handicapped, and so, yes, when I use that car, I have certain privileges, and I feel like, well, it's either going to be used or it's not going to be used.
Okay, Jay, hang on. Jay, tell us again why you have this sticker on your car.
Well, my sister and I share a car. My sister is handicapped, and so, I mean, I'm not going to take the sticker out every time we share the car. I'm going to leave it there, and if I have it, I might as well use it.
I mean, I agree with that. Like, might as well.
So you park in handicapped spaces even when your sister's not with you?
Well, sometimes. I think that's fine. I mean, why wouldn't I?
I mean, because you're not handicapped?
Yeah, but if nobody's using it, like, why would I? I mean, it's already there. It's already printed out. I might as well. I mean, I was just trying to impress Christine. If it all comes down to it, I didn't want to have to walk so far, and so I was just going to use the handicap spot. I mean, if you have the privilege, why not use it?
And Christine, you weren't impressed, huh?
Well, no, because
obviously not.
I mean, you're taking the spot away from somebody who actually has a handicap and might have difficulty getting into this place that we were going to, you know? And that made me feel bad, one, because I feel like we could have just walked.
Right.
We were both fully capable of walking.
Right.
And two, I felt like people were looking at us weird.
How so? And, how do you mean they were looking at you weird?
Well, it was like either, wow, look at those people just like abusing that spot, basically.
Right.
And like, how rude are you to take somebody's handicap spot?
I'm not handicapped. Not everybody's handicapped in the same way.
Are you handicapped?
Exactly. I'm not
handicapped, but why would the people judging us have any more bearing on whether I use this handicap spot or not? I mean, who's going to be handicapped getting some drinks at 11 at night?
I mean, somebody.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, anybody could,
okay.
Right?
All right, so Jay, you think it's totally okay for you to park the car there because the car allows you to park in the handicapped spot even though you're not handicapped?
Yes.
And Christine, you feel like that's not an impressive thing, that's a jerky, douchey thing?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
All right.
I'm glad we could sum that up quickly. So Christine, if Jay promised to park like in a regular spot, would you go out with him again?
I don't know, just because I feel like it's kind of, I don't know, it said a lot about him, which is why I didn't call back.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
It's not so much anymore about, like, the fact that he did, and if he didn't, then it would be okay. It's more like just what that says about, and what, his, some of his comments.
I'm sensing a no coming here.
Yeah, this is a no.
Yeah. All right, Jay. Listen, buddy, maybe next time you go on a date, don't park in the handicap space, even though you have the car.
Like, park way in the very back of the parking lot.
I guess I won't even park in that parking lot. I'll park in the parking lot next to it.
Good.
Handicap spot. There
you go. Also, don't park at anything that says reserved for expected mothers or anything like that. Hang on one second, you two. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.